Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's right. This cut goes out to all y'all that's been missing us for mad years. One love, yo. Yeah, that's right. He's got game.
If man is the father, the sun is the center of the earth, in the middle of the universe, then why is this verse coming 6 times rehearsed? Don't freestyle much, but I write them like such.
Word.
Amongst the fiends controlled by the screens, what does it all mean, all this shit I'm seeing? Human beings screaming vocal javelin, line of a local nigga unraveling.
Uh-huh.
My wandering got my ass wondering, where Christ is in all this crisis? Hating Satan never knew what nice is. Check the papers, well, I bet on ISIS. More than your eye can see and ears can hear. Year by year, all the sense disappears. Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware, 2 triple O
in my ear. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but fuck the game if it ain't saying nothing.
Damn, was it something I said? Pretend you don't see, so you turn your head. Race scared of his shadow, does it matter? Thought of reparations, got a plan with the population. Nothing to lose, everything's approved. People use, even murders excuse. White men in suits don't have to jump. Still 1,001 ways to lose with the shoes. God takes care of old folks and fools, while the devil takes care of making all the rules. Folks don't even own themselves, paying mental rent, the corporate president. 1 out of 1 million residents, be a dissident, who ain't kissing it. The politics are chains and whips, got the stick missing chips and all the championships. What's love got to do with what you got? Don't let a win get to your head or a loss to your heart. Nonsense perseveres, prayers laced with fear. Beware, 2 triple O
in it might
here.
Feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, behind the game. I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but fuck the game if it ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, that's right, everybody got game, and we just here to let y'all know that P.E. is in full effect from right now until the year 2000. Hey, yo, my man, sing it.
There's something happening, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Telling me I got to beware. It's time we stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey yo, I don't think they heard you, Stevie. Kick it to him again, one more time.
It's time we stop, chills, and what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
That's right, boy, P.E. in full effect, boy, until the year 2000, yo.
Stop, look, what's that sound?
Come on, sing it.
Everybody knows what's going down.
Sing it again, yo, come on. Evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of light, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love conquers all. You understand what I'm saying? This is a call for all you sleeping souls. Wake up and take control of your own cipher, and be on the lookout for the spirit sniper trying to steal your life. You know what I'm saying? Look what's inside yourself for peace. Give thanks, live life, and release. You dig me? You got me?
Hi,
and good evening, and welcome to another edition of Shadow Talk on Black Think Tank Radio, powered by the Panther People's Party. Tonight's discussion is going to be on Black collectivism. I'm going to ask you that you bear with me for a few seconds while I start today's show. I am having a few technical issues on my end. So at this time, so I can straighten out my technical issues, I'm going to put on some spoken word. This is Sonny Patterson, We Made It.
New Orleans, Sonny Patterson.
So I'm from a stock that pitched cocktail bombs and hand grenades. We pour cayenne pepper around the perimeter of a building to keep the police dogs at bay. I'm the Panther Party in the Desire Housing Projects in New Orleans. I'm a nigga turning the gun on the National Guards. Take a long, long look. I'm a cook in the kitchen asking the missus to taste the dinner. Take a long, long sip, cause death ain't always this good. It's eyes popping out they sockets. It's a lifeless body rocking backwards and forwards. It's a boy stabbed 47 times in front of church house. It's a man 43 years old stuffing his penis in a 9-year-old girl's mouth. No, death don't always taste good. Just don't sound like something I wanna eat often. I hear them say it was like a train came through the room, left mama so depressed she was unable to move until one day, a few months after the hurricane. Husband and child found the Trinity bloody in bed, his wife, son, or daughter dead, and on the end table there was a letter that read, I couldn't stay here, not for 1 minute longer, and it made no sense for me to leave here alone, cause who would take care of my babies with their mama gone? I'm telling you, death ain't always good. It'll leave you finning for water and food. It'll riddle up your body in an Audubon ballroom. They'll El Hajj Malik El Shabazz you, crown you king, then dethrone you in a Lorraine hotel. They'll disfigure your body to where folk can't tell if you Emmett Till or not. Tell them, mama, keep that casket open. Let all the world see it ain't just burning in Mississippi. Hell is hot wherever you be. From the rooftop to the cell block, step on up to the auction block, bend over, touch your toes, so show your teeth, lift her titties, examine his balls. It damn near sound like a hip-hop song, but it's slavery at its peak. A circus for all the freaks. They'll warn you, caution when you speak. Can't afford the truth to leak, but we'll say blessed are the meek, and all the ones who make peace, and all the ones who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. For we say theirs is the kingdom, earth is their inheritance. So no matter how treacherous, they'll try to trap us in them trenches, they'll dig deeper ditches, but all that matters is this: which side will we pick? Which path will we choose? Either win or lose, cause death don't come in vain. Not for us to remain enslaved or our spirits to remain in cages. It comes so we might be courageous to fulfill our obligation to our God and all creation, and stand and determination, able to look death in the face and say, we made it, we made it, we made it, we made it.
Free your mind and remember, winners are not people who never fail, but people who never quit.
All I ever wanted was to sell records to the people, make a lot of mail. Yes, sir. Right to me, it was the Holy Grail. I'm gonna go and do it, I'm gonna never fail. Yeah, but first I gotta make it out of hell.
Wake up and I see crime. All of us, we on it's eat time. My homies love me yelling peace nine. At the same time, throwing peace signs. Throwing them back and repping the street. I'm doing music and I'm writing beast rhymes. But my beast slimes had no weak minds. Got with the music, started a group and we shine. Music gave us hella hope. Made it up out of the banging and selling dope. We were stronger than a bottle of yolk. So one of our members found a kid to grope. Manana gave the petty the rope. Losing a man, the band began to slope. Never did think a plan was damn to croak. So doing it solo, dolo stands to go. Started making hella LPs. 2000 auto with a 5 felt free. Because of the hand the label dealt me. But I know Sick Fontana helped us smell cheese. Number one independent. Gonna be spending a ton of funds in a minute. That's when the government won the sums, then I sent it. In a couple of months I'm done and replenished.
Everywhere I go, I'm selling out the show. Around the world, I kill them and everybody know. Whenever we hit the studio and take a Nina drop, hot. Even though I will go toe-to-toe if somebody bang on me, but I'm rolling in the dough and I'm really respected and protected. Chances of me getting shots, not.
Everyone loving the tech, publishing, I get the check. Loving the cities, with me, the people that call me the best. I don't have any regret, but it's a bit of neglect. Missing my babies, I love them, and none of them leaving me yet. Feeling good, like a villain should. In a mansion, but I'm still in hoods. Not like Trayvon, Jason. Khaki shorts and a red tee like I will and could. I can conceal it, my permits say. If evil happens to swerve this way, hope nobody deserves quick spray. I feel an angelic surge this day. They feeling my songs, been doing it long. They want me to sell my CD right out of my home. Cause I'm in the zone, I'm putting them on. In front of the store and a couple of police won't leave me alone. Why they tripping? I fit the description. It's two of them rushing me, I'm on a solo mission. To get people to listen, but they pushing and kicking me. I'm on the ground when they telling me because of a gun suspicion. It was in my pocket, ain't trying to pop it. When they scared of a brother with a gun, no one can stop it. Then one of them lost it, and then it was shot quick. Officer took me to heaven, I'm dead and with multiple rockets. Didn't matter, I was good and living inside a mansion next to ball players. Because of the movie made was drastic, now I lay in a casket carried by my pallbearers. Fear is what I see, making them kill a G. Rotten apple in the batch, don't tell the rest to flee. This happened in Baton, R-O-U-G-E. Even I fit the description. What if it was me?
What if it was me? What if I never got the one chance to be? Everything and everywhere I go, I wouldn't see. It's by your hand, you took that from me. But what if it was me?
And that was Tech 9, What If It Was You? So it's about Black collectivism, Black unity, Black empowerment. And what that all means, because lately I don't see it online. I see within the Black community, those who are supposed to be revolutionary, those are supposed to be leaders, those are supposed to be bringing us and uniting us together, are the very ones that are being divisive and tearing us apart. What do I mean by that? You have subgroups, all communities, with all ethnicities. That's true. However, these subgroups are tearing us apart, because instead of recognizing we all have ultimately the same goal, the same purpose, the same mission, they're making it seem, or they're framing it to seem, that we cannot achieve unity, we cannot achieve empowerment, we cannot achieve collectivism unless we do it that group's way, or this group's way, or that group's way, or her way, or his way. We don't need what we need is a consensus. What we need to understand we are going to disagree. Even with the same goal in mind, we are going to disagree from time to time. And what's important is that we acknowledge we disagree on one small thing so we can agree on the whole total picture. I do have a call on the line. One second, let me see. Oh, no, I don't. Anyway, how can we come together as a collective group if we do not appreciate the differences within us? How can we say, I want to unite and build my people up, cannot acknowledge that as a people, as Black people, as African Americans, as melanated people, we have differences within our group. Our differences should not divide us. Our differences should not separate us. Our differences should be applauded, and we should use those differences to have the same to unite and bond us together in unity. Give me a second. I would like to take another break at this time. I'm going to give us the last poet, Wake Up Nigga. Give me a second.
Night descends as the sun's light ends, and black comes back to blend again. And with the death of the sun, night and blackness become one. Blackness being you, peeping through the red, the white, and the blue, dreaming of false black civilizations that once flourished and grew. Hey, wake up, niggas, are y'all through? Drowning in the pull of the white man, fit as you pause for some draws in the midst of shit, and ain't got nothing to save your funky ass with, you cool fool. Sipping on a menthol cigarette round midnight, rapping about how the Big Apple is out of sight. You ain't never had a bite. You fooling me, you wake up, niggas, and you're all free. And uptown, two roaches are drowning in each other's piss. And downtown, interracial lovers secretly kiss. While junkies are dreaming of total bliss somewhere in the atmosphere, far away from here, beyond realms of white dimensions, guided by suppressed intentions as their cries, cries, cries go unrecognized. The Grim Reaper. Save me a corner, you shout as the lights go out, cause you ain't paid the electric bill. And the rats and roaches move on into the kill as your lips struggle to drain that last drop from the wine bottle. And you roll snake eyes, never realizing that you blew. Wake up, niggas, or you're all through. Sitting in the corner with your mind tied to your behind. Bonafide members of Niggas Anonymous, never knowing. For the late great black man.
Amen.
You niggas understand. Up against the wall,
wake
black maligned farmers. I'll blow you away, and you'll never live to see the light of day. And the nightstick, it glides
wake
gracefully
up
upside your head. That's right, brothers and sisters,
wake
you the living dead.
Wake
but the cock crows, and the night goes, and it saves
wake
your ass
wake
in the nick of time.
Wake
as you wake up and start to find.
Now, someone probably thinking, well, why would she choose that topic tonight? Last night, I had a long discussion on Twitter with several people, and it was based off of something that I had seen on social media for the last couple of days, since the 4th of July, when Therese Patrice Okomoli Klein, the Statue of Liberty, to make a statement. I don't know. We're being told her statement was about immigration, but her shirt, the shirt she held up, didn't discuss immigration. So I would like to actually hear not a prepared statement in her behalf, but her words regarding what motivated her that day to do what she did. Was it about just immigration? Was it about Trump care? Was it about white supremacy? Because, yeah, all of those basically are issues in the same affecting the black community. Had me a little taken back was that black people were saying that once again, a black woman was being the scapegoat, the face of a cause that had nothing to do with black people. And I thought that was ironic. This black immigrant from the Congo, black immigrant from the Congo, was on a Statue of Liberty that said, you know, give me your week, you're tired. And she was dismissed by her diaspora of not keeping in mind what causes are important to black people. This black immigrant from the Congo, who's now an American, was not thinking about black Americans when she did what she did. And I thought that was ironic, being that she was a black immigrant from the Congo, who is now an American. She was pushing someone else's cause when most of the people on the banned list are African nations. There's a Haitian camp at the Mexican border of Haitians that fled Haiti due to the earthquake, due to hurricanes, and they visited in 2009 many Haitians that were given temporary visas to be here have to return to Haiti. And I remember meeting Foxy Brown went to Trinidad for a family gathering. Father wasn't allowed back in his country. And then I think about Nicki Minaj telling people how she was basically, for all intents and purposes, a DACA baby. So I don't understand how immigration is not a black issue. Now, one of the people I was talking to last night, they explained to me, well, it's slavery or forced immigration is not the term we should use because we were enslaved and brought here against our free will. I think it's not forced immigration. I don't know, but okay. And then I think about the show we did 2 weeks ago when I had my friend, the Star Chavez one, and he was explaining to us about the Olmec, the Wanderers, and I'm saying to myself, the United States of America is stolen land. Everybody here, if they're not 100% indigenous, is an immigrant. So I don't understand how these are not black issues, because while it might not affect all of us, it does affect some of us in other diaspora. So that makes it our issue. It's just like with the LGBTQ. Well, they're not a part, but they're black LGBTQ. But they're LGBTQ. But they're black before they're LGBTQ. And I keep on hearing all these reasons why we can't unite with this one, and we can't unite with this one, and we can't build with this one and with that one. And I'm speechless, for lack of a better word, because we are all black at the end of the day. All our issues matter. At this time, I'm going to take another break. I'm going to play the OJ story.
Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga, still nigga. I like that second one. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga, still nigga. OJ like. I'm not black, I'm OJ. Okay. House nigga, don't fuck with me. I'm a field nigga with Sean Cutlery. Go play the quarters where the butlers be. I'ma play the corners where the hustlers be. I told him, please don't die over the neighborhood that your mama rentin'. Take your drug money and buy the neighborhood. That's how you rent it. I bought every V12 engine. Wish I could take it back to the beginning. I could have bought a place in Dumbo before it was Dumbo for like $2 million. That same building today is worth $25 million. Guess how I'm feeling? Dumbo. Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga. Light nigga, dark nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga, still nigga. You wanna know what's more important than throwing away money at a strip club? Credit. You ever wonder why Jewish people own all the property in America? That's how they did it. Financial freedom, my only hope. Fuck living rich and dying broke. I bought some artwork for $1 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $2 million. 2 years later, that shit worth $8 million. I can't wait to get this shit to my children. Y'all think it's bougie, I'm like, it's fine, but I'm trying to give you $1 million worth of game for $9.99. I turn a 2 to a 4, 4 to a 8. I turn my life into a nice first week release date. Y'all here still taking advances, huh? Me and my niggas taking real chances, y'all on the gram holding money to your ear. There's a disconnect, we don't call that money over here, yeah. Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga, still nigga. Light nigga, dog nigga, faux nigga, real nigga, rich nigga, poor nigga, house nigga, feel nigga, still nigga, still nigga.
got a little problem here. So, I'm not ready yet. So we're gonna do some Eggplant Heat, the word of the brother.
It's the messenger group X-Clan. Here's the nine. The movement Black Watch. And when we're not outraged about the oppression upon the black existence, we step to you in blackness. By the way, exist in a state of vainglorious as we are protected by the red, the black, and the green. Heed the words of the brother. Sithy.
Let us the words, word to phrase, the paragraph. Heed masters, J begins class. The science of past is now brought to the rhyme fix. From the scroll, state to the verse. God's the God, from God's the man. Many kings, many leaders, a fist from my hand. They call me militant, now what does this mean? Do I carry a gun to make the army scene? With the cause will never pause, that simply is the brother. Raise the flag, wave the colors. Red, black, green with the key, the difference. Words make a way in the world and the instant. Living to die and I die to live again. 360 degrees. Comprehend. A man getting stronger till he's man no longer. Unearthly state makes the time seem shorter. The ever radiant awareness, born forth the one. Open eyes, strong sun. Travis and priests standing by what I teach. So you all stand starving as I start to leave. Words are gone. Brought from the Genesis, will exist till Armageddon is a witness. The originals built the earth. One must it be aggression to learn a basic lesson? Quite majestic, stern within reality. A juggernaut when you tamper with mentality. I wear a crown, extension and dimension of a brain cell, bringing hell to the spell out. The ever tangled web we weave, always trying to obtain, no attempt to achieve. Descendants of kings and queens act like justice, never potential, caught up in the measure. Jealousy of what are we? Become tendency for their thievery. Alright, cool. But no need to pull the trigger, that's a fool. I get my words like that in my school. To produce the words that they fool about. It's another way of tricking out these sissies who may try to extinct my principality. But of course, I'm not having madness. From beginning, I'm the end. Observe me. Ignorance is not a trend. So as I beckon for a few seconds, pull the reins and use the words of the brother. Mastering words on the verse. Funk is a foresight verse. Egyptian, African, now I'm on a black watch. Check my sundial, synchronize the clock. I can catch a shadow as the moon reflects the sun. Creator's eyes make a path of brother one. So now I walk softly and carry a big stick, a bird stick, so you natives wanna lick. Jay brings the funk and spreads jam to the wheat bread. And the funk of this one vainglorious, unearthly resistance, strong with persistence. Grand verbal allocation, tribal connection, pyramids, witness the funk bearer. Vibe sharer, not the era. Brother is balanced like the scales of Thor. And neither my demand makes stone move soft. Corrupt old systems, positive poison of me. Some call it onk, it's a key. Black is a color while blackness, state of a mind state. But how many of you fake? Today, Brother J can find a better way, so be it. Plan it down and make it say I serve a purpose. Yet I'm not the G.I. Joe, I am the brother. Yo, I could never swear a place to just hate me a step to the mic and stage area. As I drop the science that breaks the clock barrier. Words of old make me more than a beginner. The key opens knowledge and plays in an antenna. Americana man, Africana brother. Don't forget the land, cause the birth is from the mother. A vibe is in place, obtained and discovered. Tune in your audio and hear the words of brother.
Yo, Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, step on.
And we're back. So not ready.
Song is dedicated to the mothers and the children of the revolution. Tupac, to a finish Shakur. Many, many more. This is for you. One love, one light.
Can you see the pride in the panther as she nurtures her young all alone? It's the seed that must grow regardless of the fact that that's been planted in stone. Can you see the pride of the panther in the concrete jungle alone with her cub? It's the seed that must come to harvest. It's the tree that must grow out of love. Can you see the pride in the panther as he glows in splendor and grace, toppling obstacles placed in the way of the progression of his race? Can you see the pride in the panther as she nurtures her young all alone? The seed must grow regardless of the fact that it's planted in stone. Can't you see the pride in the panther as they unify as one? The flower blooms brilliance and outshines all the rays of the sun. He's bright like the rays of the sun, carries out like the rays of the sun. Keeps bright like the rays of the sun, shines bright like a new day begun. Can you see the pride in the panther as she glows in splendor and grace, toppling the obstacles placed in the way of the progression of his race? Can you see the pride in the panther as she nurtures her young all alone? The seed must grow regardless of the fact that it's been planted and sown. Can't you see the pride in the panthers as they unify as one? The flower blooms with brilliance and outshines all the rays of the sun. It outshines all the rays of the sun, carries out like a new day begun. It shines bright like the rays of the sun. It keeps high like a new day begun. Shines bright like the rays of the sun. Keeps high like a new day begun. Carry out like rays of the sun. Keep on like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Keep high like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun.
Come on.
Keep high like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Keep high like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Carry out like the new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun.
Woo!
Keep high like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun. Keep it high like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun.
Woo!
Keep high like a new day begun. Shine bright like the rays of the sun.
Yeah.
Carry out like the rays of the sun. Carry out like a new day begun. A new day begun, a new day begun, a new day begun, 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 begun. Oh! Power to the people!
Power to the people!
Power to the people!
Power to the
people! Power to the people!
Power to the
people! Love is people power!
Love!
Love is people power.
Love.
Love is people power.
Love.
Love is people power.
When all else crumbles.
Love is people power.
Love must prevail.
Love is the people's power.
Every revolutionary act is an act of love. And love is the engine of the revolution. I love y'all like Pac loved y'all. Like Afeni loved Pac. Like we love Afeni. Like we love love. One love.
Welcome back to Shadow Talk on Black Think Tank Radio, powered by the Panther People's Party. And getting back to our discussion regarding Black collectivism and Black unity, Black empowerment. It's funny. We have all these pro-Black people online talking about, well, Black Americans are bitch, that Black Americans are bad. This Monday, July 9th, it's the 150-year anniversary of the amendment that made black people, citizens in the United States of America. This Monday, July 9th, is the 150-year anniversary. Get that. Prior to that amendment, black people were not considered citizens of this country. That, you know, so nationalistic and going hard for now. They needed an amendment to make you a citizen. That aside. Let's get into some announcements here. On Black Think Tank Radio, we're doing really good. We are happy to be bringing you more and more show, more and more content. Last night, I hope you joined us for Dr. Missy at 8 p.m. for her show. And tomorrow night, we have Brother Melvin on the move at 8 p.m. Eastern. I believe that's 5 Pacific. On Monday night, we now have Open for Hope Radio with the Hearts of the Homies, and they are 9 Eastern, and that makes that 6 Pacific. And on Wednesdays, we will be bringing you Spiritual Alchemy, and that is also at 6 Pacific. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, we are in the development of a teen summit, so to speak. And we are looking for hosts. We're looking for ideas to get that show up and running. And you can reach out to us at Black Think Tank Radio, bttrn94@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Black Think Tank Radio page and give us your thoughts. You can follow us on Twitter at Black Think Tank Radio at ROZI. Or the Panther Chat group on Facebook. Now, black unity, black collectivism, it's going to involve us getting out of ego and approaching each other with love. Love of black, the one thing with all our differences and our different ideology that we all share without question. No one can challenge that. We are black. It doesn't matter what country we come from, what language we speak, what religion, car, school, state. You know us. You know, police know us. They racially profile us every day. So we need to put it down, our barriers, our walls. I don't know, for lack of a word, of understanding what to call these layers upon layers upon layers upon layers that we insulate ourselves so we can't connect with our brother and sister. And we need to connect more. So in this country, and at this time, more than ever.
It said that every revolutionary act is an act of love, and this is an act of love. All power to the people. I said the P is for power, the A for action, the N, T, because now is the time to get it done. See, the H is for heart, and the E for effect. The R hold it down at the end for respect. Who am I, a panther? Who am I, a panther? What I got soul. What I got love. What I got pride. What I wanna be free. Reach your hands in the air. You feel like me. Who am I, a panther? Who
who am I? Panther. What I got, I got soul. What I got, I got love. What I got, I got pride. What I wanna be free. Raise your hands in the air if you feel like me.
Can you see the pride of the panther as he glows in splendor and grace, toppling obstacles placed in the way of the progression of his race? Can you see the pride of the panther as she nurtures her young all alone? The seed must grow regardless of the fact that it's planted in stone. Can't you see the pride of the panthers as they unify as one? The flower blooms with brilliance and outshines the rays of the sun. Outshines like the sun. Shines out like the sun. Shines bright like the sun. Brings light like the sun.
B is for power, the A for action, the N, C, because now is the time to get it done. See, the H is for heart and the E for effect. The all hold it down at the end for reset. Who am I, Panther? Who am I, Panther? What I got, I got soul. What I got love. What I got pride. What I wanna be free. Raise your hands in the air, you feel like me. Who am I, Panther? Who am I, Panther? What I got soul. What I got love. What I got pride. What I wanna be free. Raise your hands in the air if you feel like me.
This song is dedicated to all those who live and die for the struggle. Panthers, children of the Panthers, are all those who strive for free minds, free souls, free bodies, and freedom, and love. Love. Love is the engine to the revolution. Understand black.
humanity. That beautiful chord on a 12-string guitar that makes you smile, that offers comfort in turbulent times, provides food when there is nothing to eat, a shelter where there is nowhere to live. Black is humanity, making hope stand tall and not wilt, because black knows, did it before, tested by fire, washed in the waters of life. Black is hot, black is cool, black is wise, and could never be a fool. Understand what black is. Black is a hero, not a villain. Black is the essence, sealed with a kiss. Black is the stone we build our dreams on, a shadow at evening's mist. Bigger than reality, blending in to the night, to let the sun chill and watch the stars dance.
Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the Shadow Talk show at Black Green Tank Radio. And that was Understand What Black Is by The Last Poets. And you heard Panther Pride for Men and Panther Pride for Women prior to that. And we need to understand what black is. We need to stop letting people define who we are to us. We need to stop letting people define who we are to us. We need to spend more time acknowledging what we do have that are like than using our differences to divide us. And I think that's something really important to remember, because on Monday, nobody gets the day off because there's an amendment making us citizens. There's no barbecues. I didn't hear about any July 9th parties. I didn't hear about any July 9th fireworks. Haven't heard anything really about the fact that Monday marks the 150-year anniversary of the 14th Amendment, the amendment that made black people descendants of Africans in the United States of America, citizen nation. And to me, that's incredible. You know, we talk about, well, who, they don't talk for us and they don't think about globally. We all are suffering under the hand of the oppressor and the colonizer. It's going to take us joining together to overthrow them so that, you know, we can have each other's back. But until then, in the meantime, in the meanwhile, now, the present, we can't be linear as we fight for our fight in this nation. We can't be linear. We have to look at the whole picture always. We have to realize not one issue. It's not one issue that's wrong here. There is a multitude of issues. So we have to talk about all the issues at all times, possible, everywhere. We can't just, all our issues are interconnected. All our lives are being affected by having to be second-class citizens in our own nation, which on Monday, July 9th, is the 150th anniversary, making us citizens, and we still do not have, I don't, it's nothing to be equal about, we still don't have a seat at the table, so to speak. And that's okay. I believe in black collectivism, and I believe in black unity, and I believe in black empowerment, and I believe it's going to happen. And I know it's all going to happen because it's all going to be done out of love instead of everybody having, you know, to fight, to be heard. That's why we started Black Think Tank Radio here. So people can be heard. One second.
Hey sister, how you doing? I'm doing good tonight. How are you doing? I'm doing all right. I apologize for calling in late. I'm at work, so
we all got to do what we got to do.
Get a chance to call in. I hope that you're having a good show.
I am. You know, I think it's crazy, like with all the things that have been on social media lately about, you know, the woman who was on the Statue of Liberty, about certain blacks defining what type of black, who's black and who's not, that Monday is the anniversary of the 14th Amendment. I think, and nobody's really talking about that Monday is the anniversary of this amendment. It will be 150 years.
You're talking about the 13th Amendment?
The 14th.
14th.
That's the amendment that made us citizens, right? Let's see what it says. The 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution was adopted on July 9, 1868, as one of the Reconstruction Amendments. This amendment addresses citizenship rights and equal protections of the laws and was proposed in response to issues related to former slaves following the American Civil War. This amendment was bitterly contested, particularly by the states of the defeated Confederacy, which were forced to ratify it in order to get representation in Congress. This is the amendment that made us citizens in the United States.
And nobody's talking about it.
Nope. But, you know, they're talking about how Teresa could climb the Statue of Liberty and put other causes ahead of our cause because, you know, Black Americans reflect, you know, they don't realize we immigrate too. You know, they don't want to acknowledge that, you know. We were forced to come here. We're forced immigrants still. We were not native to this land.
Right.
Shit. It wasn't even thought about when they wrote the Constitution of the United States. We had to be added on later on as an amendment. After slavery, oh, yeah, oh, slavery's over. We have to now add an amendment that says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any laws which shall abridge the privileges, immunity, or citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, and property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. We still get that. 150 years later, we still have not gotten that. But, you know, we're going to distinguish, you know, who's citizens and who's not. And we ain't even citizens. We still second class citizens. We ain't still get our rights back in this nation. And I think that's crazy. 150 years later, we ain't getting it. And that's how are we going to talk about Black unity when we're creating the divisions in our own communities? I don't get that. How can we come together if we're using the divisions that have been manufactured to keep us divided?
Right, that's one thing that I always question is that we kind of use other issues to basically keep artificially dividing ourselves, you know, even more from, you know, I'll say race to gender to, you know, ideology to religion to, you know, whatever. You know, I like the New York Giants. I like the New York Jets. You know, it's crazy the way that we can divide ourselves over artificial stuff to the point of, you know, putting each other to death over it. In some cases, you know, you've seen people fight, you know, over the colors red and blue. You know, hey, I'm a Crip. I'm a Blood. You know, you need to die. So, you know, and that goes back to you don't even realize what was the reason that the gang was created in the first place.
Weren't they created to take care of each other?
They're created to protect us from the police. Those gangs came together to protect us from the officers or overseers of the neighborhood, which was the police. So, you know, after the experiment with redlining and creating ghettos and creating conditions where basically the poor would eat each other, because that's what was done and that's what still goes on today. They create the conditions for crime and poverty and other things, and it's like almost we're under a microscope because they want to see what we're going to do to each other when we have no resources. And that goes to anyone, any human being. I don't care what color you are, if the resources are scarce, you're going to fight over them. You know, there's going to be crime. You know, that's anywhere that the resources are scarce. So as long as they keep pillaging, you know, the resources out of Africa and creating conflict in Africa, you know, that's why you have all of these wars that they don't talk about. And that's why, you know, the United States is there basically because they've created the situation where, you know, now they want to come in and be the white saviors and be like, okay, our military is here now. We'll take care of everything. In the meantime, you know, they're moving in and basically changing the landscape to what they want it to be. You know, at least while the Chinese are there, at least they're creating infrastructure for the continent. You know, they're creating streets and bridges and creating dams to, so that people can have drinking water and electricity. You know, all the United States and the United Kingdom are doing is basically robbing the continent of resources. And if you look at it on a smaller scale, they do the same thing, you know, in the inner cities. When they move into the inner cities, when, you know, back 20 or 30 years ago, no white people wanted to be in the inner city. But, you know, as soon as they, you know, came in and started buying up buildings and buying up apartments and creating a space for them, now, you know, the neighborhoods start to change. You know, my friend from Brooklyn, New York, you know, said, man, Brooklyn was never like this. Nothing is the same. You know, even here in D.C., you know, we can ride around the city and be like, wow. You know, there was a time when, you know, you couldn't beg a white person to go on the 8th Street. And now 8th Street is basically a bunch of hippie bars and, you know, a bunch of hipster places. And it's crazy. You see white women walking down the street by themselves. And I'm like, back in the day, you wasn't seeing that. And my thing is not such a bad thing, and it's nothing that I'm proud of, that there was so much crime that people were scared to go in that part of the city. You know, but my thing is, in the meantime, the black population is being basically edged out of the resources that are there now. So, exactly. I mean, it works in, on the same scale. My thing is, they're pushing people away from the resources of the city, putting them out in the suburbs where basically it's harder for you to get to work. It's harder for you, you know, to basically have access to certain, you know, things, whether it be medical facilities or whatever, you know, because you're out in the suburbs. You're away from everything. You got to travel. You need a car. You know, in the city these days, you don't need a car. You can call an Uber. You can call a taxi. You can take public transportation. It's all available. It's all there. You know, the jobs are there. But, see, we're not doing that for our people, you know, and our people are remaining in poverty. And wherever there's poverty, there's crime. And most of the time, you're doing crime to people that look like you. I don't care what color you are. When they talk about black-on-black crime and all that, of course, we're going to attack each other first before we attack anyone else. And that's just the way it is. Same with white people. White people are going to attack each other before they attack a person of a different color, although they have the privilege to do that at any point in time. You know, you don't see white boys coming over to the hood attacking black men. You don't see that because these cowards, these bigots, they go after soft targets. They go after women and children first.
Exactly.
Or they'll go after a black man if he's alone. And if they're in a gang, if they're in a group, they'll go after a black man. But you hardly ever hear about a white man approaching a black man one-on-one to start trouble with that black man. You hardly ever hear about that. I don't know when was the last time I ever heard about that. You know, but we continue to invite the enemy in. And that's like this civil rights, whatever, this white civil rights rally that they're going to be having in D.C., which I laughed at. I'm like, really? I mean, it's like an oxymoron. It doesn't exist. You know, it shouldn't exist. What are you talking about, white civil rights? No one has ever taken your rights away from you. You've had every right given to you in this country on a silver platter. So my thing is, what are you even complaining about? So my thing is, when you come to D.C. thinking that it's going to be like Charlotte, you're in for a rude awakening, because D.C. isn't Charlotte, Virginia. It's a different story here. And the people are already going to let them know. We know that they're coming. Oh, it's going to be hell to pay. If y'all try to come here and cut up like y'all did in Charlotte, it ain't happening. The word is out on the street. The brothers already said, oh, nah, this shit ain't going down. This is still D.C. Don't forget. You know, we're not that far removed from Chocolate City. And even if we aren't Chocolate City anymore, we're still Chocolate Chip City. So my thing is, don't think that you're going to get away with the stuff that you got away with in Charlotte, Virginia. You're not going to be chasing people around and hitting people with Confederate flags. That's not going to happen. Not up here. The brothers already know. And I'm putting the word out even more. They coming in August. You know, we celebrate Black August. If you're in any type of Black movement or RBG movement, Black August means something to us. So my thing is, you know, Black August is going to be in effect all August. So y'all bring your Confederate flags to D.C. if you want to. We will be having a cookout using your flag.
Literally. You know, I heard about that. I laughed about it. I'm disgusted by it. They went in and done no bullshit like that if they didn't have the clown ass in the office of whatever this clown ass office is. And if they think that clown ass is going to protect them, that clown ass couldn't even protect his hotel in D.C. So, and he's still being sued for things there. So I want to see them ride to D.C. I really do. I really want, they said it's going to be bigger and better than Charlottesville. I want to see it happen. I want to see them ride. I really want to see them ride. I bet you they won't ride no more.
Like, no, they won't.
That guy that was in Winston-Salem, Adam Bloom, he gonna harass that woman trying to go to the pool. He done lost his job. And it seems like one of them Charlottesville characters that lost their security clearance and their good job at the contractor. So I want to see them buy it. I want to see them, you know. I heard Walmart can't hire you if you got a racist past now. So they can't work for Walmart. Who they going to work for? UPS?
Right.
Where you at?
You up there?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Maybe they get so high school in the stadium for the NFL football, you know? Because that clown don't want him working at his estate in Florida because he put in visas because he wants he want immigrants to work on his yard. He don't want no Americans. He said they can't do the work. So I want to see them ride.
Yeah, but that's crazy because they're the only ones that have been doing the work.
For all these privileged Americans, I like watching them being brought down to size, honestly. So they want to cry about their civil rights. I want to see them cry. I want to see them march to Washington. I want to see it happen. Really do. Really do. It'll be a Black August in this nation, won't it? Literally.
Yeah. I mean, they. If you, I don't know if you remember the inauguration when the Trumpanzee was inaugurated, and the riots that they had in D.C. When he was inaugurated, he was basically running the other Trumpanzees out of town and letting them know that they weren't welcome. But, I mean, this rally is going to be 10 times worse. And it's always
if
funny
they
that
up.
They get the police to protect them while they march, but what they don't know is that got a couple little surprises for them this time. That's all I'm gonna say.
I doubt half of them gonna show up, you know. Starbucks might be closed that day, you know. Well, you know,
yeah.
Nordstrom having a sale because they don't have no follow through. They just want to move in your neighborhood so they can say they live in your neighborhood, and they don't realize they moved into your neighborhood because their neighborhood was lame, and then they try to make your neighborhood lame, and you're like, why did you leave your neighborhood in the first place? And they have no answers. They have no answers for their hate. They have no answers for their hypocrisy. They just have no answers. I don't understand how you going to be a hypocrite just for being a hypocrite. Make no sense. It make no sense at all.
None whatsoever.
But they must do this.
No.
They have this need to be heard. They have this need that, you know, they've been victimized by their own oppressors. How you want to be victimized by your own oppressors? You did that. You can't say, oh, it's not my fault. This is your country. These are your laws. This is your land. So, what sort of rights do you need that you don't already have?
What it is, they're getting fearful because a lot of the stuff that they've basically been doing as far as trying to keep the other races down, and the other races are starting to catch up with them. That's what they're being fearful of. And my thing is that's like the when they passed the law in Alabama, I forget which county it was in, but they passed the law stating that they didn't want any immigrants in their town. And a guy had a farm. He was actually a watermelon farm, and he was like, okay, so you don't want me hiring any immigrants. So he hired all white people. You know, he said, them white people didn't last a day picking watermelons. And to me, that was just telling, basically. Because my thing is that half of the jobs that people complain about the immigrants taking are jobs that they wouldn't do themselves anyway. Or jobs that we laugh at. That's why, you know, I don't get into the whole immigrant thing. And I don't, you know, hey, if you're out here working hard for your family, more power to you. That's all I can say. Because my thing is that Pookie, Ray Ray, and Brad and Jimmy didn't want that job. So, you know, if Jose wants that job and he can do the job, let him have the job. And that's what it's about.
Mm-mm.
Richard Ruckles.
Cannot live in a vacuum, basically. And that's what we are learning. You know, we have to stop trying to point fingers and divide people, and we're marginalized. When you can't be a marginalized person pointing fingers at another marginalized person. You can't be a person living under oppression pointing fingers at another person living in oppression, because that's anti-uniting. That's anti-empowerment. That's anti-collectivism. You have to understand there's layers to this shit. We, at the end of the day, we have to realize there is no way in this nation we can live as Black people in a vacuum without allies. There is no way in this nation you can have a Black nation within a nation, because you're asking Black people to pay twice. They have to pay the taxes of this nation, and then they have to pay the support of Black nation common ground within our skin color, that we can all agree to travel this path in love, for empowerment, for unity, for collectivism. Now, we only have a short time left, and I do want to talk about the contest. We do have a contest coming up. You will see the memes, the flyers regarding the contest. We will, Radio Network, to broadcast the entries of the contest. The contest is open to original work only. I have to say that, original work only, and there is a cash prize, and we are looking for a spoken word entry, hip hop entry, rap entry, hip hop rap. I don't want to be wrong with the genre. We are looking for R&B and jazz as well, and there will be an entry fee, so we can process your permission, putting on the radio, as well as goes towards the cash prize when all other work is done. And if you would like to enter the Black Think Tank Radio Network Showcase, send your submission. It has to be in MP3 form, please. MP3 form. And the $10 goes to the PayPal account, and that's bttrn94@gmail.com. Now, I do have an additional call I'm going to try to get to before we go off the air. Let me see. Hello, you're on the air. Good evening. Hello? Okay. So again, on Monday night on Black Think Tank Radio, we have Open for Hope Radio with the Hearts of the Homie at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 p.m. On Wednesday night, we have Spiritual Alchemy, or I think that's Tuesday night. I think it's Tuesday. I'm going to have to give it. I believe Spiritual Alchemy is on Wednesday night. And that is, no, sorry. On Tuesday night, we have Spiritual Alchemy, and that is also at 9 p.m. On Friday night, we have Sister Misty, and that is at 8 p.m. Eastern. by Peter Pacific. On Thursday night with Dr. Ozzy, we have the Revolutionary Journal. It's 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And on Sunday night, tomorrow night, we do have Brother Melvin with On the Move. And that 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. Once again, you can start submitting your original work for the Black Think Tank Radio Network Showcase. And we ask that it's in MP3 form. And you can PayPal your $10 entry fee to bttrn94@gmail.com on PayPal and submit, upload your submission to that Gmail as well. There is the cash prize, and that's open for all spoken words, hip-hop, rap, jazz, as well as creative artists. You do have to be Black. We are that's a requirement. This is non-negotiable. At this time, I'm going to see if our caller is ready. Hello? We're going to take a break with Lacey Hughes, I Too Sing America.
I Too Sing America. I Too Sing America. I am the darker brother. They send me to eat in the kitchen when company comes, but I laugh and eat well and grow strong. Tomorrow I'll be at the table when company comes. Nobody'll dare say to me, eat in the kitchen then. Besides, they'll see how beautiful I am and be ashamed. I too am America.
And Monday, well, it's the 150th anniversary of Black people in America, the citizens of America. So make sure July 9th you celebrate your citizenship in this country. That no that your business has been taken care of. I would like to say power to the people. Good night. I'll talk to you again on Saturday. And I'm going to leave the show with some Jasmine Mans. I know you didn't mean to kill him.
That wasn't a gun. It was a wallet, my nigga. The cops done played target practice with a lot of my niggas. Poured out liquor for a lot of my niggas. So much they bottled it, built a liquor store, and put a fucking lottery in it. We in a lottery, nigga. For the lives of a lot of these niggas. They picking sevens and they scratching off a lot of these niggas. I done send birthday cards to parents with nothing but apologies. And I'm like, I'm sorry, Mr. Rainey. Sean Bell was going to marry your daughter. And you know I want to thank you for the way that she was brought up. And you know that I was smiling when you seen that cardboard. And you sent tears from heaven when you seen that boy get slaughtered. But how can Kanye complain about what the accident did to his left eye? Because they shot that boy in his left eye. Let the fly right towards his right eye. He only fly in terms that he just died because the nurse cut right through his polo shirt like, motherfucker, yo, fly. I'm trying to keep you alive. I'm going to be the one who got to tell your mother you just died. Went to school, became a nurse to only clean up niggas like you. Scared to have a son because he going to look like a nigga like you. And you want to know why educated motherfuckers don't come back to the hood because they sick of explaining niggas like you. Killed your ass. Killed your ass, but didn't even leave your timbles. You ain't die like a G, nigga. You tremble, but I'm the only one who saw that shit. Is this the price you gonna pay for no snitching? Because it ain't worth it. Monkeys only servants in this circus. And I know you didn't mean to kill him. But sometimes when you mix Hennessy, empty brown boys, and Wheezy, somebody will be made fresh to death. Murder ain't always a decision. It's fear's lust for temptation. It's being too scared and dangerous for your own damn good or for your own fucking hood. But I know. I know black mothers don't raise their sons to be murderers just as much as I know they don't raise them to be murdered. They would never set them up that way. This world has given them nothing at all to lose and everything to prove, so they stand on the front lines naked, ready to make a man out of themselves with the only tools, click-clack, this world has ever given a nigga to use. But I know black mothers don't breed hate and sin unto their firstborn men just as much as I know she did not choose for him to be a martyr for them. Can never tell a difference between the mother of the murdered and the mother of the murderer. Both shook and solemn, both eyes and memory blue and tint. Both lost their grips when they lost their sons, developed a stutter in their palms. One became scared of her shadow while the other just became one. Someone's baby became a murderer last night, and none of us remembered to cry for him, to pray for him, to ask God to take the hate and malice out of his heart, to ask him, boy, where'd you get all that hate from, all that culture from, all them damn guns, them damn guns from? Glock snapped it back like an old starter cap, bullets hit him a minute ago when he watched as his body kept bouncing. Take that boy to the hospital, way too much blood to take him home. Yes, Sonny, it really does damn near sound like a hip-hop song. And all we gave him was his Miranda rights and a couple of seconds left to plead for his life in front of a God in a world that he never thought loved him in the first place. A nigga gotta ask us to have mercy on his soul when we never even taught him how to pray before. He's gonna have to remember all by himself that he has his daddy's eyes, his nana's smile, and that his grandfather wanted him to have a Muslim name, one that meant brown soldier boy. A mother is going to have to find the audacity to not take down her son's picture when company comes over on the eves of Christmas nights. But even behind Christ on two crosses, one both on his left and his right, were thieves and murderers of men, one of which leaned over and asked him, will you remember me when you reach your kingdom? So to the boys who've made chalk outlines of so many of my childhood friends, I know you didn't mean to kill them, and I love you, and I forgive you, because, you know, I know a God whose mercy has already made room in his kingdom for even sinners like you.